Well, the Great American Outdoors Act, we're looking to see it pass next week in Congress, would provide about $6.5 billion over 5 years to address the disrepairs that National Park are experiencing. And as you probably know, the staffing has decreased over the years and visitor numbers have really skyrocketed. And the overall backlog is about $12 billion in needed repairs, which would address, you know, fixing crumbling roads and trails and restrooms and visitor centers. And as you, you know, mentioned, Indiana Dunes National Park alone has nearly a 28 million backlog in repairs. So it's, you know, it's really important that this bill passes and take care of our treasures, our national treasures, our national parks.
I'm glad you mentioned the Indiana Dunes because it hasn't been a national park for long. And now maybe some of the disrepair that it's fallen into while not a national park will get some attention as an advantage of it now being part of the federal system.
Yeah, and it absolutely, you know, many of the repairs are some of the historic buildings, the visitor center. So, and some have been unstructurally unsound for years and have really been closed to the public. So this bill would tremendously help Indiana as well as local communities around the country. You know, every dollar invested in our national parks brings about $10 to the local economy. So it's a huge win for the nation, as well as this would provide about 100,000 jobs, good infrastructure jobs that would be really important at this time as well.
Would that mean some significant staffing increases at the national parks?
Well, we also would hope, obviously, that the operations budget would see an increase. But, you know, absolutely, they would be, you know, bringing in people to make these repairs. It would be providing more jobs. And ultimately, we hope as well as more park rangers, because as, you know, more and more visitors keep coming to our parks, it's really important to be able to have the National Park staff there to provide the kind of interpretation and really manage and maintain those parks as they need to be.
Now, you're the president and CEO of the National Parks Conservation Association, so maybe you can speak to how coronavirus has affected the national park system. Are more people visiting now that essentially a lot of places are back open?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people want to get outdoors. You can understand that. Of course, our national parks closed as well. And, you know, many have reopened, but some are still closed. And some of the parks, not all of the facilities are available. So it's really important that if people do travel to the national parks, that they make sure that they go to our site or go to the National Park Service site and really check to see what services are available. And I would encourage them to go to npca.org/fixourparks, and they can get certainly all the latest information as well as information about the Great America's Outdoor Act. And we encourage them to let their members of Congress know that we need them to vote this week and support this important bill.
It is a bipartisan bill, like you mentioned. Is there some resistance to it? Is there a point of controversy that people need to know about?
No, I mean, I think this is truly a bipartisan bill. I mean, it passed the Senate with a vote of 73 in favor to 25. So you really can see the across-the-board support. And, you know, parks really are one of those things that we can all agree on. And I think so that, you know, we expect that this bill will pass. But, you know, there's always challenges. And so we want to make sure that we don't let our foot off the pedal for a minute. We are closer than we've ever been. And this really is a historic bill that, you know, would be probably the largest funding and support for our national parks and public land in 50 years. So it's a big deal.
All right. Teresa Pierno, president and CEO of the National Parks Conservation Association. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.